Imagine a university with around 30,000 students heading into finals, having to do bag searches and check IDs at many campus buildings. That's what's happening at the University of Pittsburgh, which has been turned upside down by at least 25 bomb threats since February 13th. Students are awakened in the middle of the night for them. Professors are offering classes in their homes. The investigation now involves the FBI and the region's Joint Terrorism Task Force, as well as school and local police. The school is offering a $50,000 reward for information leading to an arrest. Michael McEnony is editor-in-chief of the Pitt News, the daily student newspaper of the University of Pittsburgh. Michael, is it safe to say nerves are on edge?
I would certainly say that nerves are on edge, and for some people the experience has been worse than others. The majority of people who live in the dorms, especially those that have been evacuated in the middle of the night, are underclassmen, freshmen and sophomores. They've also had a lot of classes canceled, things like this, that has certainly made their experience more stressful than others.
Are students afraid?
I would say that students are definitely afraid. There's been a lot of talk on campus as to what's going on, what police know, what they don't know. And, yeah, there's definitely a sense of fear. There's a sense of uncertainty, but it's not overpowering in any way. These are threats, and there really hasn't been any indication yet that there's going to be any actual violence or anything like that.
Well, we understand that kids are angry, too. I mean, do you have any idea who's doing this?
There really hasn't been any indication as to who's doing it. A number of weeks ago, a university spokesman said that they had a person of interest in the investigation. There hasn't been any more information than that. It's been 25 bomb threats, but 57 different evacuations because a number of buildings are threatened at the same time. And there's been no statement from police or anything like that that all of these are connected. Some of them they've said are, but not all of them.
As we said, the Joint Terrorism Task Force of the region has gotten involved. Behavioral science experts are involved. It's a high priority for the FBI's office in Pittsburgh. A special agent there says that the cybercrime unit that's tracking some of these threats has seen that they include emails bounced off servers in other countries. Have you heard that? What do you make of that?
The Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, I believe it was last week, reported that the person sending these threats actually sent them to some reporters at the newspaper, was using a service called Mixmaster that was able to mask where the emails were coming from. These emails are very hard to track.
Well, then we should say, having said that some of them now are being bounced off servers in other countries, this is a huge change from how they first started. Weren't they just written on walls?
Yeah, they were written on the walls of bathroom stalls in two different academic buildings. They were written on a women's restroom stall wall in Chevron, which is a science building, and the men's restroom stalls in the Cathedral of Learning, which is the largest academic building on campus, houses a huge number of different academic departments, number of different classes every day, and tours of prospective students go through that building.
We understand parents are worried, and they're tracking this on the Facebook page, but is there any sense that the spring term won't be completed?
Well, there's been an official announcement from Pitt that they do intend to complete the spring term. There's been a number of announcements for both students and professors that they intend on continuing the term, and they're setting up alternate methods of completing exams, completing schoolwork, so that things can actually get done. There hasn't been any announcements yet as to what the university's plans are for how to handle finals week or, for that matter, graduation.
And do you worry about going ahead? High schoolers are picking their schools now. Do you worry that this is going to tarnish Pitt?
Well, there hasn't been any indication as to that. I will say that now with new security, the tours that typically go through a number of campus buildings actually aren't allowed to go in there, because a lot of these are prospective students who don't belong to the university yet, don't have IDs, and thus cannot get in.
Oh, boy, so that's hampered that. Michael McEnony, editor-in-chief of the Pitt News, the daily student newspaper at the University of Pittsburgh, which has been shaken by over 25 bomb threats in the last month or so. Michael, thanks so much.
Thank you.